Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Rich Sheeman, welcome.
Well, thank you, Vince. I'm glad you could make it today. I was unsure if you were going to pull it off with the internet difficulties that you were having.
Well, you know, yesterday, the internet was down. It was in a wide area outage. And I called Dr. Shuley's place, and they said that it was going down in the area, and something about 5G. You know, that was the message that they got. I didn't get any message. It just went down. And, you know, I called Century Link, and I got their automated machine, and it said, yeah, we know it's down in your area, and our technicians are working on it, and we'll have it fixed as soon as possible. There is no additional information. Call back. I called back, no additional information. Kept calling back, no additional information. And then in the afternoon, it came back. But it's like that. You know, they used to do something that was really polite. I mean, those were, you know, before the genocide when people were a little more polite. And they would use the word thank you. And then they reduced that to thanks. You know, like Sam's Club, when you give them an order on the internet, they say thanks instead of thank you. And pretty soon it'll be, it's THX for thanks. And pretty soon it'll be T for thank you or thanks, and pretty soon it won't be anything. And again, we're getting pretty close to nothing anyway. But they used to say there'll be scheduled maintenance on this day, you know, like 3 or 4 days in advance from this time to this time. Now they don't even do it. They just take it down. No warning whatsoever. And it was a real problem, you know, not only for the broadcast, but I sold a few items on eBay. And I couldn't print the shipping labels. I couldn't access it. And the buyers are wondering what's going on. And I can't give them any information because we have no access to the internet. We have no cell phone. And no, I mean, we are totally dependent on the internet, big tech, and they let us down on a regular basis. It's awful. And we let ourselves get in this position. I have no solution for it. Rich?
Oh, yeah. It's part of the delegitimization of work. When you have no accountability, when qualifications are no longer necessary, when standards are no longer necessary, this is what you get. Basically, what we're seeing, folks, and it's hard to put a heading on it because there's so many things. We're seeing death, destruction, treason, sedition. We're seeing what we're reaping the benefits of, or I use the term benefits in quotes, is because of we're seeing consequences of inaction towards political correctness. No justice, no accountability, and the power source, the big corporations and the corrupt government entities, are recruiting followers who care more about themselves than their own country. And we've gotten away from building skill sets, from self-sufficiency. It's very obvious what's happening, and when you get a job that's not earned because of what group you come from, or even nepotism connections, there's no more value in the products and services. And when you eliminate the rule of law with precedence, you give free lunch to the elite. When you see divide and conquer strategies, when you see all the distractions like the breads and circuses and the dumbing down of today's society, especially our children in the government / public schools, and you say nothing because you care more about your paycheck, your pension, your benefit package than you do the American people in your own country, you've basically looked the other way and sold out to the highest bidder and the most nefarious bidder to allow the brainwashing. And in turn, it gives no representation to the people. And we're seeing it with products and services, not just in America, but around the world. This is a takedown. So, Vince, I have lots of articles. And look, I love chatting. I just feel, this is my dilemma. I feel obligated, I feel a duty as an American citizen, a patriot, someone who follows the rule of law, due process, liberty, freedom, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, to give information, news to we the people, based on facts and truth and information that I've spent a lot of time trying to vet for credibility. And this is why I give a broad array of examples of these articles that I share with you when I'm on the air. And, you know, we can do small talk, we can do banter, we can talk philosophy and speculation and all this stuff, but it only goes so far in order to give people information. And what I'm trying to do is not just quench a thirst for the lack of truth that's out there from the mainstream media regarding the propaganda, false flags, lies, gaslighting, and hoaxes, but to make you, to hope that you take something of this broad array of information that we give to you so you can hopefully not believe us, but hopefully even get you angered enough and get you out of despair to do the reading and research and vetting yourself. This is how a society can get out of a tyrannical, authoritarian, Nazi, fascist system that is bombarding us by the second. It's got to be us, because the government no longer represents the people. They're corrupt. They care more about manufacturing their perception of self-importance and self-preservation. They literally have think tanks to create plausible deniability and liability immunity for themselves. So, Vince, that being said, is there anything that you wanted to say before I go on my rant?
Yeah, I did want to say one thing. It's something that I've noticed. I wanted to buy a used freezer on Craigslist. Now, I'm mentioning this because this shows the devolving of society. I wanted to buy a freezer. It was a reasonable price. It was used, well used, 30-something years old. And it was about the price of me buying a compressor, okay, for the refrigerator. And I said that I contacted the guy from messaging, and he finally called me back. And I said, okay, I'd like to come by it. I'll look up the trailer. I'll come by it. I said, okay. You know, hold it for me for 5 minutes, and I'll call you back with the time. He said, okay. I go to call him back. He doesn't answer the phone. Doesn't answer the phone for 2 days. He sold it to somebody else immediately. Went to buy another freezer. And I showed up, you know, immediately. And the gal said, I've got 8 other offers. And here are the offers. And this guy will pay cash. Well, I'm paying cash, too. So the point is, we are now at a point in society where people are claim jumping. Okay? If someone were to say to me, well, you know, if I were trying to buy it and someone else already put a claim in and they said they were coming to get it at, you know, 2 o'clock, for example, I would say, okay, well, if they don't show up, give me a call. I wouldn't say, I'll give you less or I'll give you more and try to buy it out from under them. That's what's happening. People are trying to buy things out from other people. The equivalent of Black Friday shopping at Walmart, stealing things out of people's cart. That's what's going on, Rich. And I wanted to share that because that is how we are devolving. And it's just the tip of the iceberg. Back to you.
Absolutely. People can see that The powers that be are printing money left and right for money laundering purposes, to pay people off, to basically create inflation purposely to make the public insolvent. And I've gone into great detail, economically speaking, on this over the years and told people what's coming. But now people are waking up, Vince, to the fact that the things, the stuff that wasn't so important before is now very important, whether it be a freezer or a refrigerator, whether it be a gas stove. It doesn't matter what it is. People realize that they're going to need certain things to survive, and they're doing everything with that cash to get the hard assets that they need to live. Remember, folks, when I say things like we're being taken down and taken over, I don't see it lightly. When I, you know, I can't give more examples with the lack of time I have to prove what is happening. I talked about the agenda. I've talked about the objectives of the elite state. You know, we've connected all these dots many, many times. And I realize, you know, we're all human. In other words, we have to hear things multiple times before it registers, before we can remember, sometimes even before it can be understood. And that's what we try to do here. But people are real. Look, I know a lot of people who are kicking themselves in the butt because they sold land in the last year or two. And they see what it's worth right now. Because land offers the ability to grow a garden, the ability to raise animals, the ability to raise firewood for heat. Look, all these things are survival modes. You know, when I talk about forget about words like prosperity, forget about words like retirement. Those words for the bottom 93% are gone. Over. We have to replace those words with the word survival and maintaining skill sets, maybe even barter. That's where we're going. The elite has created wealth inequality because they made too many, and they call these people useful idiots in their books, in their documents, even on video, for literally sticking up for your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun. While literally those same people making you feel entitled because you are part of a victim group, while you're demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. And that's what we have in America. With proven results, hard work, qualifications, standards, accountability mean nothing. So we have a bunch of people who have literally doubted their own value. They think they were doing something of self-importance because they wanted to be recognized, and they're doing the exact thing that's bringing down our country. And that's part of the psyops. That's why we go over a lot of psychological papers and information about how the brainwashing, the psyops, have really taken down America. Now, is there a wake-up, Vince? There's a wake-up right now, like you wouldn't believe, from the design mind control and the behavior modifications and how this virtual reality is conforming people to react in an emotional way without thinking. And I don't know what's going to come of it, but we have to keep having these uncomfortable conversations. We'll be right back, folks.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans was live in Montana. Rich, back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. All right, folks, I'm going to start with a slow rapid fire of examples, all articles published in the public domain. I don't know with my limited time how I can give you more information and wake people up. And this is why I do this. I'm not fond of this format, but it shows credibility with the articles. It shows that we're not giving subjective emotional opinion. We're based everything on truth and facts. And as we know, the mainstream media is just the opposite. They're a propaganda machine pushing hoaxes, false flags, lies, and especially gaslighting. So here we go, folks. This is huge. I'm sure everybody heard about this in the last few days, where CISA released much-anticipated report on Dominion voting machines and revealed software is exploitable and attackers are able to insert malicious codes to alter results. This is an article published on June 3rd on Gateway Pundit by Jim Hoft, and a few days later, Joe Hoft published another article, and I'm going to basically translate this, and I'm going to paraphrase some of the things that he wrote in this article. The corrupt actors in Georgia, including the Secretary of State and Judge Totenberg, ensured that the Dominion system remained in place with the materials issued included in the Haldeman report and described in the CISA report. Fulton County, folks, just so you know, in Georgia, is probably the epitome example of a how can I say this, besides fraud, I would say the word banana republic. And if you recall, when we use the term banana republic politically, logistically, to other countries around the world, for my whole lifetime, it was referred to a failed state. Anyway, going on, here's a list of material weaknesses embedding the Dominion system used in Georgia, according to CISA. In its vulnerability review, CISA now admits that the Dominion voting systems allow for access from almost anyone, allows for malicious software to be loaded on a device, allows for attackers to use a different mode on the system, and print a number of ballots without detection. You can't make this stuff up, folks. It's amazing how this election is not null and void. Dominion voting systems use SolarWinds, the same company CISA, in a rare warning reported was breached, compromised, and should be disconnected. Look, CISA is the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency here in America. You can't make this stuff up, people. I mean, this is, do you remember when the FBI director, I think they're all fired now, Chris Wray and Chris Krebs, produced a video before the election declaring that the 2020 election was the most secure in America ever? They literally use corrupt actors. But this second article from Joe Hoft basically is titled, it's on Gateway Pundit, you can read it, recent CISA reports identifies massive system vulnerabilities in Dominion voting systems used in Georgia, but then they claim there's no evidence. So what they're doing is they're using your taxpayer dollars for so-called official authorities or institutions to say that, it's rigged, it's corrupt, but we're not going to do anything about it. That's what that means. And because I have so many articles, look, we can talk about every one of these articles. You're not going to believe the articles that we have for you today published in the public domain. You're not even going to believe that this is America by when this program is done today. Okay, Biden. Here's a quote from Joe Biden. Since I took office, families are carrying less debt. Their average savings are up. And more Americans feel financially comfortable. I don't know whether to cry, throw up, or laugh myself to sleep. This is so pathetic. See, when we talk about lies, when we talk about gaslighting, this is a perfect example. They just sell a narrative. Folks, let me give you an example of gaslighting. Let's say I stick my hand in Vince's pocket and pull out a dollar. Vince goes, "What are you doing?" I say, "Nothing." 5 seconds later, I put my hand in Vince's pocket, pull out a $5 bill. Vince says, "What are you doing?" I say, "Nothing." That's what gaslighting is. It's not only a lie, but it's admitting that we're doing nothing wrong.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Mexican President Obrador has dropped out of the summit for the Americas in Los Angeles, California, after President Biden was not inclusive, denying Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua an invitation. It's a setback to President Biden's leadership as China influence in the region is growing. Ukrainian troops were engaged in fierce street fighting with Russian soldiers as the Kremlin push for control of the eastern Donbas region continues. Elon Musk has a right not to consummate his acquisition of Twitter and a right to terminate the merger agreement. That's according to a letter from his lawyers to the Twitter General Counsel Monday morning. Musk has been complaining of resistance from current Twitter employees as a sticking point. As some may want to remember, today is National VCR Day. It's also musician Prince's birthday. He passed away in 2016. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Mexican President Obrador will not attend this week's Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles, California, after President Biden declined to extend invitations to three authoritarian countries in the Western Hemisphere, Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua. The snub by America's southern neighbor is a blow to Biden's effort to assert regional leadership. As lawmakers in Washington are focused primarily on hardware legislation, the root cause for someone to pick up a gun and do something terrible is not included. Tightening school security is something lawmakers can do. That would have an immediate impact. This idea from Republican Representative Scott Fitzgerald from Wisconsin on Newsmax.
What we saw last week, I think, was kind of a hodgepodge list of gun bills that had been laying around, authored by different Democrats. And when the Republicans came back in Judiciary Committee, we had, I think, a nice list of some very thoughtful things that could be done immediately, you know, kind of things that bigger concepts that, quite honestly, some of the states have been implementing before anybody at the federal level had even thought of some of these ideas. And I was part of that back in 2018 when we put some school grants out there. We had over 1,300 schools in Wisconsin participate. And, yeah, they hardened. They put more security measures in.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Well, class, it's out. I got a message from Gwyneth Isaacs last night. And she said that the Letters to Vincent is out. It's published. It's available right now in paperback. 776 pages. This is a compendium of emails over a couple of years that Gwyneth has sent me, private emails, and she's published them with my permission, with some commentary from me, as well as my responses to her and emails from me to her. So if you want to see the back room of USA Prepares, it's written. It's available right now on Amazon. It's $45, 776 pages. You can go to Amazon, comma, Gwyneth Isaacs, G-U-I-N-E-I-T-H, space I-S-A-A-C-S. Gwyneth Isaacs, you'll find it. Letters to Vincent, you can buy it right now. Rich Heeman, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. Hey, remember right before the break, folks, we talked about Biden's quote about how Americans now feel more financially comfortable. I hope you're done vomiting, and I'm going to go to some proof that is obviously not the case. We've given tons and tons and countless amounts of economic data and math showing that is absolutely not the case. In fact, 66% or two-thirds of Americans are literally living paycheck to paycheck. And with the collapse coming, we see more and more people going into defaults and delinquencies, more people going putting their bills on credit cards. We see variable interest rates going through the moon for not just credit cards, but for mortgages. And here's some information. Keep in mind, this information that comes out of so-called official authorities, it's always skewed, just like polls. It's always fixed. It's always rigged. And this one is ADP employment data signals weakest labor market since COVID collapse. And I'm looking at the chart here, folks, and wow. And you know who's taking it in the shorts? The biggest plunge, the biggest reason for this plunge is small business, because they want the big fascist system to control every service, every product, every bit of commerce. So you have to go through all the hoops, whether it be getting jabbed, whether it be getting, being scanned, being followed, being surveilled. This is what they want you to do. The next few articles, bear with me here. I'm going to tell you why I chose them. And we all know this. It's titled Ghost Shot. Pfizer quietly admits it will never manufacture original FDA-approved COVID vaccines. And there's like a tweet or Instagram or something here from CNN. It says, Biden says anyone who is waiting for an FDA-approved COVID vaccine, should go get your vaccination and get it today, unquote. And then there's a another tweet from this Bridget Nasso, where it says, Fauci said surveys show 30% of unvaccinated Americans said if the vaccine was FDA approved, they would get the shot. It was approved today, and Fauci said the time has come. This was, I just read, in August 24th, 2021, and the one before that was August 23rd, 2021, to show how they gaslight and lie to you. It was celebrated as a cause for national relief that Americans arrived at the local pharmacies under the impression and the approval via government and pharmaceutical propaganda that they were receiving an FDA-approved COVID vaccine. But yet that legally distinct product, as we know it, never existed. And as we know, via Pfizer, that will never exist. Remember that drug called Comirnaty? They should just call it Conformity. But Comirnaty is a legal distinct product from the emergency use authorization shots. You remember the EUA? We talked about this a lot. And it never made its way to the market. For months on end, no such vaccine ever became available. Listen to this key word here, folks. Those who receive the Pfizer shots have been injected with the emergency use authorization version of the shots. Version of the shots. This is a shell game. This is a bait and switch, people. We can talk about this in such great detail, but I don't have the time. I need to move on. This next article is titled Violence in Hospitals. Mass shootings barely compared to the medical violence routinely inflicted by many surgeons and doctors. Now, are there good ones? Yes, but I'm tired of hearing, oh, there's good this, there's good teachers, there's good that, there's good. Look, all these people care about, and I'm going to talk about this in a little detail, time willing, on how people care more about their self-preservation, their paycheck, and their pension than their own country and doing the right thing. And basically, you know, doctors took this Hippocratic oath to do no harm. And I'm going to paraphrase bullet points because of time. And basically, it talks about how doctors and surgeons have carried out medical violence against innocent patients every day in America and around the world. And they talk about how a lot of these physicians use surgeries for transgenderism to cause permanent disfiguration. They talk about another bullet point is that doctors kill patients with deadly vaccines. Remember, their Hippocratic oath is to do no harm. Another bullet point in this article was the fact that, remember the official authorities, folks, and I'm paraphrasing again because of time. Remember HHS, Health and Human Services, and the CDC, Center for Disease Control, the NIH, all these so-called official authorities, institutions. Remember how they withheld ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, therapeutics that save lives? This is a form of medical violence, okay? Another one is giving all these patients, so-called COVID patients, and putting them on ventilators, okay? This is not my opinion. When I give any information, people, on medical information, I'm not doing this because I was in corrupt big pharma for over 20 years. I'm giving this because these are published articles in the public domain from physicians, researchers, and scientists. And they talk about, you know, mass, you know, murder with abortions. They talk about how so many doctors have prescribed deadly medications to children, teens, and adults, killing over 100,000 Americans each year from FDA-approved medications such as statin drugs, blood pressure drugs, and psychiatric medications that lead to acts of violence and suicide. Never mind organ harvesting. Look, again, each one of these articles we can talk about for hours. Because of time, I can't. And another article here is breaking. Vaccine side effects are flooding hospitals at alarming rates. Another one, catastrophic. 5 dead, including shooter at Tulsa Medical Building. Let me tell you why, you know, I have a lot of articles on healthcare that I'm going to get into as well later on in the broadcast for the class. However, the reason why, let me tell you what's on my mind. I'm running into a lot of people. I'm seeing publicly how a lot of people are waking up en masse. I see the comments on the internet. I don't go to the mainstream media for all the reasons that we've shared with you. I go to the independent, truth, fact-based media. And I'm noticing with the wake-up that's going on, people are getting extremely angry. And when I see people going into healthcare organizations and shooting people and things and trying to single out certain physicians, we're better off, people, arresting them via citizen arrest and creating our own juries because we cannot condone violence. Look, I understand they fired the first shot. I understand they're killing a lot of people listening to this broadcast, and they've killed a lot of people, and they've maimed and disabled a lot of people with all the things we've talked about, from myocarditis to blood clots to brain aneurysms, lung embolisms, cancer. Look, we've talked about all this stuff, but we have to do it the right way because they are going to use the propaganda against the people. They're going to spin the reason why you're doing it, and this is why we have to arrest these people individually. Because it doesn't look like the judges, the lawyers, the politicians, and the bankers are going to help us. They're only out to help themselves. You know, Dr. Ryan Cole, since I'm going off into a tangent on healthcare, he was on USAWatchdog.com. I really, I know lately, this last year, I give a little homework. I really want you to listen to this hour broadcast from Dr. Ryan Cole on USAWatchdog.com. He talks about dramatic increase in cancers and heart disease and strokes and brain problems and autoimmune diseases, just to name a few. Major increased damage to the immune system. Look, all articles that we've given, published in the public domain, Fauci literally said publicly, don't do autopsies. And why is that? It's a cover-up. And Dr. Cole literally said, and we've given these articles, that this is nothing new, that the physicians, his colleagues that he's talked about, physicians are afraid to speak up because they're afraid to lose their jobs and their status. That's not being an American, folks. That's basically delegitimizing your job. It's basically losing the trust of the people because of your corruption. Now, Dr. Ryan Cole is a pathologist. This is the quality control of medicine. This is the last stop before you go in the ground or get cremated. Words on this interview and phrases were like genocide for profit, nuclear bomb, paying people to get rid of bodies, harming humanity. Look, I've talked a lot about the psyops and the psychology behind the messaging, the subliminal messaging, the Hegelian dialectic, the professional wordsmithing, all the media propaganda in movies and sitcoms. I'm blue in the face and out of breath talking about it. But again, a lot of people, including myself, I'm an average Joe. I say this all the time, an average Joe, non-hyphenated American. We all sometimes have to read, listen to something multiple times before it sinks in. People, we've been psyoped, we've been conned, we've been played. When the powers that be eliminate our ability to be thinkers, and now we're followers, we refuse to listen because we don't want to admit that we're wrong. Our ego and our pride is literally blocking us from continuing to save humanity. And this is why they blame others, they call people's names, they discredit people. We need to read, research, info, and data. We need to not get intellectually lazy.
Your network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, please continue.
Thank you, Vince. And again, I apologize for taking the microphone like this, but there's so many important articles here that people have to see how they're being played, and I don't know any other way to wake people up but to give a lot of examples in different categories, and hopefully one article or two may stimulate people to read and research and verify what we're saying. Okay, next. Chicago, I'm already deleting articles already during the break, folks, to show you how far behind I am. Chicago weekend shootings, more than 50 shot, 9 fatally in Memorial Day weekend violence. Listen, people, it's most of the shootings, the mass shootings take place, or shootings period, take place in blue Democrat stronghold areas. The criminals will always get the guns. They'll always be black market. This is why they want to use gimmickry and propaganda like red flag laws. You know what a red flag law is, folks? Basically, you have an uncle or a cousin or a neighbor or an acquaintance who basically doesn't like you because they didn't want to admit that they were wrong. You had an argument. So they call up the so-called authorities, and they tattletale on you and make up stories. There's no credibility at all. This is how desperate they are. Okay, moving on here. Ukraine Parliament fires human rights commissioner who wouldn't confirm reports of Russia troops raping citizens. Of course they're not going to confirm this stuff, because they make a lot of this stuff up to sell a narrative, because they have spent tens of thousands, probably $60 billion on Ukraine aid and weaponry and money, when Americans are literally going broke, losing their jobs, getting inundated by unvetted illegal aliens, taking jobs, taking food, where we're running out of food, running out of energy, and they need to justify this. They need to protect and hide their crimes, whether it be money laundering, all the things that we've talked about, the U.S. elite-funded biolabs, not even LLD funded. It's funded by you, the taxpayer. Okay, I got to move on. As invasion enters 100th day, Russia now holds 20% of Ukraine. Think about this, folks. How many articles has the mainstream media given over the past few months on how Ukraine is winning the war? It's all BS. When I say hoaxes, false flags, propaganda, lies, and gaslighting, I'm not kidding, because we've given thousands of examples in every context and every subject matter. And you know that now Russia holds about 125,000 square miles of Ukraine? How is that Russia losing? Really? All right. Next. I hope you're sitting down for this, folks, just to show you the propaganda. And this is titled, I'm going to literally read the article, Encourage Women to Smell Their Poop to Be More Inclusive to Trans Women. You can't make this stuff up, people. Some women have a hole where their penis used to be, and that hole often shares a microbiome with the colon, creating a distinct transitioning odor. I'm reading from the article. So basically, they're asking females, women, real biological women, to be in solidarity with trans women and putting your olfactory system to use. Do you remember, and this is another article comes up, oh, it was probably 2-3 years ago. I remember a physician wrote an article, and he basically said when a trans woman has surgery, it's an open womb, and it's going to have odors because of its location by the colon, and it's an open womb, and it's going to be very difficult to keep clean. And, of course, that's going to have an odor. I mean, it's unbelievable how stupid they think you are. They think every bit of propaganda and narrative selling is going to make you do their job for them. Okay, next. Pizza Hut features book about drag kids aimed at children in pre-kindergarten. Think about this, folks. Why would you even send your kids to school today? And here's a couple articles. Illinois, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, New York, middle school bring drag queens during school to perform for students. I'm reading an article. Here's another one. North Carolina preschool teachers showed flashcards to children depicting pregnant men. You've got to be absolutely desperate to send your kids to a public government school today. Absolutely desperate. Next, USA domestic food production now collapsing due to fertilizer costs, scarcity, diesel price inflation, and food protectionism. When I get into general news, you're not going to believe how many people are invading our border right now. Mostly military-aged men, unvetted illegal immigrants. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.